Biden, does anyone believe there will be less violence in America if Donald Trump is re-elected? By Joel B. Polak on August 31, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden plans to warn, or threaten, that there will be more violence if President Donald Trump is re-elected in November, according to an excerpt of his Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania speech that was released Monday morning. Does anyone believe there will be less violence in America if Donald Trump is re-elected? Biden plans to say. Biden is speaking in the aftermath of a shooting in Portland in which an alleged supporter of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, who had been arrested previously by police during a riot for carrying a loaded gun, and released, shot and killed a right-wing protester who had participated in a pro-Trump caravan. He is also speaking in the wake of violent riots in Kenosha, during which left-wing activists angry about the police shooting of Jacob Blake, 29, last Sunday, torched local businesses for several nights. Biden initially condemned the police and took 3 days to condemn the riots, only doing so after 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse shot three and killed two people during a riot last Tuesday evening. On Sunday, Biden blamed Trump for the ongoing violence around the nation, which has been nearly constant since left-wing activists took to the streets in response to the death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in May. Throughout the past several months, Democrats have defended the demonstrations as peaceful protests or mostly peaceful, despite the fact that hundreds of law enforcement officers have been injured and many businesses destroyed. Biden had intended to visit Kenosha but decided to speak in Pittsburgh instead. According to Politico, his advisors anticipate that President Donald Trump's planned visit for Tuesday will backfire. Biden plans to speak Monday at 1:30 p.m. EDT. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.